Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live in the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. It's a great app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Real quick, I know you want to get to the Drake beef, but I didn't pay attention. How did our boy Dennis Scott the third, Trey, a.k.a. Trey, play in the Cap Classic?
I saw him knock down some threes.
Oh, he did? I didn't look at a box score, so I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't see the final box, but Tom, who came in here, Tom Doyle, sent me a text that the game was actually great and came down to the end.
Oh, cool. I like that kid. I root for him. But I didn't pay attention, so I...
Prelim game, double overtime, district team won with 1 second left on the shot clock, or I guess in the main game.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it was really good.
All right, cool.
And I saw Dennis Scott tweet out a couple of pictures. We got really good audience feedback on the Dennis Scott interview.
Oh, I thought it was great.
People loved him.
Oh yeah.
And people actually liked the picture, even though EB went off about the focus. I guess we've talked about our pictures so much and talk about us not taking pictures. For the most part, people said that we looked good in the picture.
Well, that probably because it's blurry. I mean, to be honest,
I think maybe it did us a favor.
All right, well, we just take blurry pictures all the time.
Do blurry pics all the time.
What were you going to say, Mike?
No, I think I know where it went wrong. I did a little research. So if you take a picture on an iPhone and you send it to an Android, it loses quality. So we took it on JP's phone, which is an iPhone, and then we sent it over to your Android.
Yeah, but if you look at it on JP's phone, I know what you're saying. Focus is focus, though. Like, was it in focus on your phone, JP? His picture.
I mean, I think it looks pretty focused.
Let me see here.
Automatic focus.
It's decent. It's decent. It's probably is better. Yeah, who knows? It's just tilting. But yeah, there's definitely a thing. There's definitely a thing when...
I'll have to smear some Vaseline on the camera lens every single picture.
Just to get a little blurry.
Yeah, get some blur.
But I mean, better. It's rare where we get compliments. Here's one from Trey. Finally good picture of the guys.
All right, we'll take it.
And there were.
I thought I botched it. Putting my hands in my pocket. I don't know how to stand. I like to do this. That doesn't work. If I put my hands in a pocket, that doesn't work. I don't
down
know
by the side,
do.
Maybe.
I don't know what to do, and I can't wear a thing with a what do you call
a hoodie with a pouch.
I can't wear the pouch.
Yeah,
that makes you
pocket.
Look, yeah,
you look
pouch,
like a marsupial.
All right, let's go to Richard. He's gonna give us a scoop on the Drake Lamar Kendrick beef.
Richard,
I gotta know what's going on here. I thought everybody respected Kendrick Lamar. No.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody pretty much respects him. That's why J. Cole apologized. But yeah, I'm trying to be as quick as possible. So if you go back about a decade when Kendrick Lamar just started, J. Cole kind of found him, took him on tour with him, things like that. They built like a friendship. From there, Kendrick Lamar took off the type of music he put out, and he won quite a few Grammys, more than Drake and more than J. Cole. This started to build a type of rivalry between the three of them. Later on, Kendrick Lamar put out a song that was dissing Wale. Well, not, we mentioned them by name, Wale, Drake, J. Cole, and a couple other rappers. All the other rappers was like, oh, good, you know, that's part of the rap game. We love it. But Drake got emotional about it, went on a radio show about it. talked about if you say something, you should mean it type of vibe with it. So from there, a few years later, up until like...
Oh, this has been going on for years.
Years. This has been going on for a long time. They've been sneak dissing each other for a long time in their songs.
All right.
Well, a song called First Person Shooter came out with J. Cole and Drake. It's a banger. But in the song, J. Cole is singing on his verse about how there's a big three. And the big three would be K-Dot, which is Kendrick, Ardrey, which is Drake, and then him, Cole. Good songs, a lot of memes in it. But Kendrick Lamar didn't like the fact that one part of the song, they said that when J. Cole and Drake are at it, it's like the Super Bowl. So, you know, Kendrick was like, I'm the Super Bowl. So then a song came out called Like That.
Right.
Yeah, Where Future and Metro Boomin was dissing Drake because Drake did not do an album.
There's a rapper called Metro Boomin, Jason. I'm aware of this.
He's not
I know you're not.
Yeah. I'm not. I have no
idea.
My
favorite rapper is Boogie with the Hoodie, but that's just me. Go ahead.
Metro Boomin is a
whatever
is
happened
a
to
Rakim?
Can we just talk about Rakim?
All right, so we're getting to the end of it. So because Future was mad at Drake for not doing an album with him, but doing it with 21 Savage, another name, yeah, he put out a song called Like That. Because he wanted to make Drake angry, he put Kendrick Lamar on the album, and Kendrick Lamar completely killed Drake and also attacked J. Cole because of the song.
All right, here's the thing. All right, it's confusing. My head's going to explode. Give me two songs to listen to, one from each side.
Okay. Well, you would want to listen to Like That, which is a song by Future and Metro Boomin.
All right.
And Kendrick has the verse.
All right.
You want to listen to First Person Shooter, which is J. Cole and Drake's song.
Okay, that's it.
And then the...
No, that's the setup before the disses.
It's all the bandwidth we
then
have.
You got to go to the diss track.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what?
Drake's diss track is called Push Ups.
All right, will you do me a favor? Yeah. Will you tweet me, EB Junkies, and tell me what to listen to?
All right, I will.
Please okay. Don't tag me.
There you go.
Yeah, tweet me.
Yeah, don't tag me either.
Hold on, Like That.
Like That.
What's the other one?
Richard.
Like That.
Richard.
First person shooter.
All right.
All right, and then we're on to the diss tracks. So, right.
7 minute drill by J. Cole. Seven minute drill by J. Cole.
Okay.
And then push-ups by Drake.
Push-ups.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's all good. Tweet me at Breaking Benjamin.
Reading about this. Drake fires at Kendrick Lamar, but also strays, as they say. Strays like Rick Ross. He takes out a lot of people, a lot of strays.
Yeah, you don't want to catch the strays.
I heard some stuff about Rick Ross, you know, with all this Diddy stuff
Rick
going on.
Rick Ross.
It's scary.
Hey, Drab and I were talking about the beef this morning.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what was going on. And Drab made a great point. He says, whatever happened to the Tupac Biggie, I banged your wife.
It's a lot easier to understand.
This
follow.
Is hard.
Right.
Yeah.
This
has been going on for years. I didn't even know.
This is too complicated.
You have to know all their past history, decipher, you know, you got to speak another language to figure out what everything's coded. I don't know what any of it means.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do my homework.
Tupac, straight to the point.
Jay-Z Nas, so it was much easier.
J. Cole's
50 Cent, Ja Rule, much easier.
It's weird. J. Cole is popular, and I really like Drake. Like, I have a bunch of Drake songs on my stuff. I don't really like any of J. Cole's. I don't know what are his sillies.
I thought he was more of a singer.
Yeah, he kind of sings
more
than raps. I don't know.
All right, let's go to Brandon in Arlington.
Personal preference.
One more. Sorry, Cakes. Just,
it's all good.
You can go to the bathroom. Brandon!
Well, hey, what's up, Junkie?
What's up, Brandon?
I was talking to Drab, so I kind of missed. I don't want to just repeat everything he just said, but because I heard first-person shooter mode, I heard Like That. But, I mean, I can pivot. I just went to Kiowa for a week. Valdez, you need some.
Hey, nothing says rap beef in Kiowa together.
That's quite a pivot.
Yeah, we almost got kicked off the ocean course playing Like That. Because it was the day it came out.
Oh, really?
Oh, you were playing music on the ocean course?
Yes, probably.
That's a faux pas.
Oh, you're not allowed to play at that place?
I don't even think you can take carts out on the ocean course.
No, you have to have caddies. Yeah. You have to have four caddies.
Very highfalutin.
Yeah, but you can have a four caddy and take a cart. Oh, you got to walk.
How much do you tip the four caddy?
I don't know, man. $50.
I was going to say $100.
At least like $100 probably.
Yeah. Depends how good he is, too.
We did $150 a man, so I don't know.
That's
a lot. Like
baller.
600 total. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's 650 to play the course, and you're walking for like 5 hours.
How windy was it?
Oh,
but windy.
Yeah. I don't
know. I shot an 82 in the morning, and then I shot like a 108 on the ocean.
Wow.
I legitimately shot like two strokes worse per hole.
Yeah, why do you want to get your teeth kicked in like that?
Because it's a challenge.
Not a challenge. Not for us. You're just going to get your teeth kicked in.
Also, when they plan the trip, they don't know it's going to be that windy.
Well, you know that course is always
did you do? Oh, did you do the replay rate? Because we're supposed to, we're playing there at 8 in the morning and then doing the replay rate at 310, 320.
No, we played Osprey in the morning and then Ocean. And then we did Turtle and Cougar the next day.
Those are all the ones right there.
Yeah. Yeah. He went from a diss beef to the most white
conversation ever.
Yeah, this is hurting your credibility. Yeah,
your street cred.
Yeah.
Here's the 30 seconds. All right. Everyone for the past 5 years has been saying the big three. J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, right? And then Future did an album with Drake about 5-7 years ago called What a Time to Be Alive, and everyone jocked it and said it was the best collab rap album like since Drake, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye. People got a little bit bitter, but then Drake did the song called First Person Shooter Mode with J. Cole. They're just jocking each other, calling each other the best, who the GOAT. It's like the Super Bowl. And then, all right, I can hear Valdez.
And Kendrick got upset.
He got upset, so he hopped on Future's surprise album, and they weren't expecting him. And he said, you know, basically, F the big three, it's just Big Me. And that was a direct shot.
It's a good
he's
line.
Making fun of.
Pretty harmless, too, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? This beef is so mild. They're just beefing about who's better.
Yeah, it's not 90s where you kill each other.
Right.
They're all fake rappers.
It's light beef.
It's all driving traffic so they can make more money.
It's lean. This is lean beef.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. All Future is, he's rapping on Percocet and lean. He can't even really put a, you know, people kind of joan on him. He's just a mumble rapper, but he's the most influential.
Can you imagine spending $700 to go play the Ocean course, then you get kicked off after three holes because you're playing mumble rap?
You're so pissed at yourself.
I know.
So who do they say is the mumble rapper? J. Cole?
I'm sure I know.
No, Future.
Future.
I don't really know any Future songs. I'm pretty clueless.
Oh, he's only been the biggest rapper for the past decade.
I'm older.
I know what I won't be listening
all
to
I
in
know
the future.
He had a kid with Ciara. Ciara, however you say her name.
Okay.
Yeah, Russ's
wife.
Russ gets tight.
Yeah. All right, Brandon. All right, thank you, buddy.
You were wrong. It's Seville. I went to a wedding in Seville a couple months ago.
Hold on. It's not Seville. It's Sevilla.
Well, Seville, if you're hard thing and living.
Right. Well, that's why I pronounced it Sevilla.
He said he didn't know.
It's Seville, not Sevilla.
No, you were saying Seville.
No. Like Drab said that.
That was Drab.
Drab said that.
Drab, ugly American.
I said Sevilla. I thought
it
was Sevilla.
The one with the big lips.
Oh, my bad.
He's the mumble rapper.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, original. He's the OG.
The OG mumble rapper.
I just told him to go because I thought it was a cool town.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. D-R-A-B. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Good show, bud.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank
you, man.
A Future is living that life, so he was engaged to Ciara.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I think they have a kid together.
Seven kids, seven moms. Wow. That's a tough.
That's quite a resume.
I mean, what are you gonna do? Different culture, man.
Hey, are you gonna listen to those four songs in a row?
I will.
I have them written down. I'm gonna.
Yeah. We put it in my DMs or something.
And do a whole segment tomorrow.
No, you want to do it tomorrow? Please, we'll do it on the show. We'll do it live.
Hey, you still haven't listened to Cowboy Carter? I've been waiting for your review.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot. That's, you tell me.
Is
I will
that
do
Beyonce?
It. That's the Beyonce country album. They says is the greatest.
That's
album.
That's like the Beatles. Yeah, Beatles.
I mean, I don't know how it can be, but I'll listen to it. All right. Everyone plays that.
You
Texas
know what?
Hold'em
when you
song.
Go down to VMI, you go down to Lexington, VA, you can listen to it.
Yeah, that's going to be a 4-hour death march, I think.
On Friday night.
Friday night
at dinner.
Friday,
yeah, probably.
Friday afternoon. Well, I'm supposed to meet people for dinner.
Yeah, that's.
So I should probably leave at like 1 or something. Yeah, I don't have to leave.
I always leave around 12 or 1, I've been lucky. Knock on wood.
So I gotta go 95, right? Or no?
No, you go.
I never go 95.
You go 66 to 81, and then down 81 all the way. Okay. And 81's a disaster usually.
You love that road.
Oh, it's the worst in the country.
Is that the road that you go? Like, if you go to Charlottesville, do you go 81 to Charlottesville?
That's 64.
No.
I mean, maybe you could take 81 to 64. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It's usually 95 to 64. But
gotcha.
I haven't been to Charlottesville in a long time.
All right, we talked earlier about the Masters. Scotty Scheffler won it.
Yes,
he's won two Masters in the last 3 years. He's been the number one player for like 80 weeks in a row.
Yep,
he is running away with everything in the golf world. But you've got some people like Drab who just think he's boring. Is he bad for golf? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.